Algernon, we're starting this Business Watch off talking about some somber news for a retail store in the Mesilla Valley Mall. And this is a retail giant at one time. Sears is closing.
Sears is closing more stores than previously announced. This is a chain that went into bankruptcy. Famously, its former CEO bought most of the assets from the Sears chain, although he and what's called the old Sears are now engaged in some litigation. And the troubles continue, and the Las Cruces store is indeed closing this year.
I do want to talk about something you brought up, and that is a company that bought out Sears not too long ago. Is that correct? And then they basically were under one company with Kmart.
Right. So the Sears holding company owned Sears, and then the former CEO, he resigned after they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. He is also a hedge fund manager, and so his hedge fund purchased most of the remaining assets, and so you have a new company that owns some of the holdings, and this is a sort of last-ditch effort to save the Sears chain.
So, you know, with this happening, I think it does it really kind of tell us something that's happening with retail stores and those that may be located in malls?
There's a lot of pressure on some of these big anchor tenants for these shopping malls because retail is changing. We've talked about this many times. Online sales and various other pressures on some of these old chains, they're reconsidering their business model. For example, the other anchor tenant at Mesilla Valley Mall is JCPenney. They're not closing. They're not going anywhere. But they have been changing the look of their stores, going back to a model, getting out of appliances and more into that sort of middle-priced apparel and scaling down their stores a little bit. But the JCPenney at the mall is here to stay.
What is the company saying that kind of led to them closing these stores and this decline?
There were a lot of factors in the overall decline. You've seen Sears scale back on some of the things that they did that were no longer sustainable. For instance, the auto service center at our own Sears. This is a part of the process is that as demand is lessened, they've been reducing the number of stores, reducing the services, and yes, reducing a lot of the employees. Unfortunately, also, you now see Sears trying to walk back some of its commitments to its former employees in terms of severance.
Oh, well, that's going to be a developing story. Algernon, thanks for that update. Now, I want to move on and talk about the new hemp rule and what opportunities does this bring for business in New Mexico?
The New Mexico Department of Agriculture is housed right here at New Mexico State University, we have to say. And so the new rules for this hemp industry have to come before the university regents, and they just approved an early set of regulations for this brand new industry. Hemp is kind of an interesting investment because, for one, it's an expensive new investment. It involves land or greenhouse space. It's a fairly labor-intensive crop. Plus, if your crop exceeds the federally allowable limit for the psychoactive component of the cannabis plant, then it's no longer hemp and it is now an illegal controlled substance. And so investors are looking for some way to protect themselves in the case that they don't test weekly or something like that. It suddenly becomes an illegal product and they have to destroy it. Besides the expense, they also wanted some coverage from legal liability.
Just thinking about that legal liability, does that give advantages to states who have already passed the recreational use of marijuana to be legal in their state?
Not necessarily, because there are a whole set of other regulations on industrial hemp. And so although it is the same cannabis sativa plant, these really are kind of two different animals in from a regulatory standpoint. What becomes interesting for New Mexico and all states that are dealing with a industrial hemp industry is that everybody's waiting for action by the USDA, the federal regulations, which haven't come yet. And so everybody who's passing statewide cultivation rules for hemp are probably going to have to come back next year once the federal regulations are in and approve new sets of cultivation rules and regulations.
Great to talk with you, Algernon, and thank you so much for the update.
Ciao.